When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Let's get it, man. 888-808-1019. Call the line one time for your mind. All right. Let's not bury the lead. I know Devin Williams met the media and Clay Holmes met the media. And you guys want to talk about Shane and Dable. And I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, too. I watched Netflix Enigma, that first episode about Aaron Rodgers. He is an enigma. I don't know how to feel about the guy. But Cody Bellinger. Yeah. Cody Bellinger. Clay's son, finally, a Yankee. 888-808-1019. We'll start there because in about an hour, Brian Hoke from MLB.com, covering your New York Yankees, will join us to talk more about the deal. But, I mean, we've been talking about this for 3 years, right? Yankee fans have been talking about Cody Bellinger being a Yankee for the last 3 years. Before he went to the Cubs, we thought we could have signed him, thought we could have traded for him, thought we could have signed him twice. Now they finally traded for him. They give up Cody Poteet, not Will Warren, not any other top prospect. And we knew this was coming. We knew this was coming for the last 2 weeks, but the difference was money. And the Ricketts are sending $5 million, acting like they don't get money on the north side of Chicago. Think about how much money. We made them $5 million on the north side of Chicago just bringing Anthony Rizzo home for his farewell tour. Remember that? Remember how all those seats were sold out? They all wanted to salute Anthony Rizzo for 3 days, and I'm glad. I look at Cashman, and this is what I told you guys from the beginning of the week last week when Monday came and, you know, Juan Soto joined the Mets. I said, if there's anybody going to sleep peacefully, waking up Monday and going to work, it's Brian Cashman. He didn't want to spend $51 million on one player this offseason. He didn't want to have $760 million hanging over his head for the next 15 years, it stops him from doing what he likes to do. Cashman likes to have Cashman considerations. Cashman likes to trade and wheel and deal and finesse and fleece, guys. And I think they got fleeced because, yeah, Cody Bellinger, you can undersell him. You can say all these different things about what he was, what he isn't. You add another former MVP to the team. You add a lefty bat to the team. You just lost a lefty bat. You add a lefty bat to the team. A kid whose dad played for the team. So The pinstripes, he's no stranger to the Yankee way in the pinstripes. That's good. I don't know where they're going to bat him. Maybe in front of Judge, maybe behind Judge, second, third, fourth, maybe between Judge and Wells or Judge and Stan. Who knows? We don't have to worry about that today. Also, we found out he's most likely going to be our center fielder. Yeah. And it made me think about Jason Dominguez. He's a kid, and the kid has been hurt the last couple years, and he still has some developing to do, and this is a World Series caliber team. They are not just saying, here you go, kid, here's center field. They're saying, we're obviously moving Judge back to right field. And if we can get Cody Bellinger at $27 million a year, them throwing in the $5 million, like, Cody Bellinger can still run. But I had the thought that maybe he could play left field, but obviously it adds versatility. It adds a guy that I said already has the pedigree of an MVP, you know, playing in the World Series. A guy I think that's going to be motivated here in New York, that the lights aren't going to be too bright for. And I love it. It's the first bat of this offseason after signing Max Fried. He'll be introduced tomorrow after making the other trade, finessing him, sending Nestor Cortez and Caleb Durbin to Milwaukee for our new closer, Devin Williams. Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Yankees. And we'll, you know, we'll get back to Cody Bellinger, and I'll keep my open short here because I have a guest joining us around 8:15, and I want to get the calls and reactions and your thoughts. But, you know, a thought that I was having as I'm online, and I can't open my phone without getting trolled. I'm still being told to cope. I'm still being asked, how am I doing? I'm still being told I'm salty. Get over it. Juan Soto's a Met. No, you get over it. I'm working on repairing my relationship with like 40% of the Mets fans. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I never paid attention to the Mets more than I have these last three seasons. Let's go, Mets. We're not competing anymore. Let us build our team and worry about building your team. You have Clay Holmes talking about pitching 160 innings, something like that. Worry about that. Let us enjoy things. I got on air and I told Yankees fans, pipe down. Let them enjoy this. They've been waiting for this. They've been waiting for Steve Cohen to come in and buy a player like this. They got him. Okay? They gave Juan Soto's mom a clothing allowance. The Yankees wouldn't. You got it. Hey, y'all got it, man. Big bro, act like it. Stop being big bullies. Right? You the ones with the deep pockets now. Let us go over here and penny pinch and make trades and wheel and deal. We can't go shopping like y'all went shopping. Like, just let us live in our little Yankee corner for now. Right? Because we're in different leagues. The Yankees are looking like the best team in the American League. They're looking like the team that just won the American League and is winning the offseason. They're looking like they're trying to stack the team. Worry about your own issues and your own problems. You might not even be a top 3-4 team in the National League right now. You're not. On paper, you're not. So, like, let's go back to not competing, not being crosstown rivals, because we don't have to worry about each other until May 16th. Let people enjoy things, man. We let y'all enjoy your signing of Juan Soto. That's worn off now, huh? That's worn off now. Now we can't sign Devin Williams without being told, he's Pete Alonso's son. Pete Alonso's a free agent. Pete Alonso's not a Met. He might be a Yankee. I'm not looking for him to be a Yankee. But reports are going to put the Yankees in the conversation for him. That's another thing. Call me up, 888-808-1019. Who do the Yankees get next? If Cody Bellinger's not playing first base, who do they put at first base? Is it Pete Alonso? Yankee fans, would you want that to stick it to the Mets? I don't want it. I'm good. They got it, man. They got the big free agent. We were wrong about Juan Soto wanting to stay with the Yankees, and the Yankees went all the way to $760 million. It wasn't enough. They weren't going to, you know, pay for chartered flights for his family to go to road games. You know, stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And when you desperate times call for desperate measures, that's why you got the richest owner in the sport. Y'all got it, man. Y'all got it. But a Christian Walker could still be had. A trade could be made. Paul Goldschmidt. You could still buy Carlos Santana. I don't know. I don't know. You call me up and tell me, Yankee fans, what's the next move? Santander? Teoscar Hernandez? I really started to like the Santander conversation just because he's not going to cost nearly as much as Juan Soto cost. He hit 40 homers last year, 44, I believe. He's a switch hitter. The Yankees always got to have a switch hitter, right? Championship teams, they've had switch hitters in the past. And he's a guy that can play right field when Judge is DHing? Because, you know, they're going to rest Stanton like they did last year. It worked last year for a while until it didn't. I would rest him even more this year. We just need Stanton for October. 888-808-1019. You picking up what I'm putting down? Stanton's the DH only. Keep him fresh. Keep him fresh. Judge can DH some. And then Santander can play right. Bellinger could play center field. And then I guess left field, you could figure out between Dominguez or Trent Grisham, at least to start the season. And if neither one of them do the job consistently enough, you have the trade deadline. I don't know. I'm starting to see the forest through the trees. Plan B, you know, I always hear Chris McMonagle after me say Plan B sucks. Plan B doesn't suck so much anymore, Chris. Chris will be on after me. Plan B, it felt like it sucked because all you could see was Mets fans and the ticker tape parade they were having for signing Juan Soto. All you could hear is, oh, we stole him from the Yankees. The Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. No, the Yankees are still the Yankees. Brian Cashman is still the Yankees GM. And there's still more moves to be made. Let him cook. 888-808-1019. So I'm starting to see, where are we going? One more bat? Maybe two more bats? One signing, one trade? Santander could possibly play first base? I think I looked at his baseball reference. He's got 12 games at first base. Maybe he could be first base, left field, right field. The Yankees love playing guys out of position, but I don't mind the positional versatility. What I do mind is Yankee fans selling me on bringing back Gleyber Torres. No. No. Silly rabbits, why would we do that? We got Max Fried now. Why would we do that? We have Devin Williams now, not Prey Holmes. Not Prey Holmes, where if the defense is shaky behind him, he's going to blow the game. Tighten up the defense. Even if you're moving Jazz to second, who's going to play third base? Alex Bregman? I don't know. They can spend. Between Bellinger, between Devin Williams, and Max Fried, that's $45 million. Juan Soto is $51 million. You feel me? They could still add. They can add another $10 million player to get to the total of what they would have spent on Juan Soto and something. So they're going to do some other things. It's incomplete. We don't have to talk necessarily about what the lineup's going to be, but little by little, you're starting to see that the Yankees team that went to the World Series and collapsed in a fifth inning because the defense let down Gerrit Cole, they are figuring out how to pitch better. They're already better defensively by getting Cody Bellinger. They're figuring out, okay, we had a top tandem between Soto and Judge, boppers, and then, you know, Stanton coming through in the postseason. Why don't we just tighten up the screws on this thing so that fifth inning never happens again? 888-808-1019. Again, we will talk about Aaron Rodgers. Is he staying? Is he going? Ultimately, that's going to be the decision of the new GM. They're interviewing GMs. They passed on Bill Belichick. I think Mike Vrabel is probably the guy. Just makes a lot of sense. We'll get there. And like I said, I watched Enigma today. And as much as I hate on Aaron Rodgers and I think he should go, and I think the Pat McAfee show doesn't help anything. He's on there today talking about, oh, these guys attacking me. They're triple boosted and vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers, that's not why they're attacking you. They're attacking you because you're smug and because the team is eliminated from the playoffs. And here you are turning back the clock too little too late. But I'm telling you guys, if you watch this Netflix series on the guy, it brings you back to his early days and it reminds you who he is and why he is, how he is. And I'm starting to feel a little differently about whether he comes back or not. I don't feel differently about Shane and Dable. I think that they're back. And I think the Giants PR is working on, hey, everybody chill. Everybody chill. Later, Dan Duggan will join us from The Athletic covering the Giants to talk about that, to talk about Shane, to talk about Dable, to talk about 100 years of the Giants. And this is the worst season I think any of us have seen. They're not going to win another game. Tim Boyle is a quarterback. And, like, how did we get here? How did we fall this far where they don't even have players, man? They're rolling out bums and randoms that they've picked up off practice squads. But, yeah, we'll talk Giants. I really do think that at this point now, right, we're just waiting for the spring. Hope springs eternal. We just want to get new coaches, new players, new GM, new quarterbacks. We're just trying to get to opening day and the NFL draft. Get us to April. 888-808-1019. There's my 15-minute open. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. Call me up. We'll hit your calls for an hour. Then Brian Hoke will join us. Two hours after that, Dan Duggan will join us. We'll talk Yankees, Cody Bellinger. We'll talk Jets, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, new GM, new head coach. We'll talk about the Giants, their future, who they're going to draft, and if it'll be Shane, Dable, or if those two are separating, what the Mariners should do. And again, Mets fans, I'm trying to repair my relationship with you. You got it, okay? You got it. You guys had so much fun with Grimace. You guys had so much fun with a hit record. You got the LED lights over there. You got the statue outside. You got the black jerseys. You got everything now. Juan Soto is a Met. Let us live. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.